We have been unable to reach Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the president-elect of Liberia. Phone lines have been uncooperative to Monrovia. If we do get through in the next few minutes, we'll try to get her on the line with you. But in the meantime, the Most Valuable Player Award has been announced in the American League. And joining us now on the line is Alan Schwartz, our baseball pal. He's the author of The Numbers Game and a columnist for the for Baseball America and for the New York Times Sunday sports section. Alan, good to talk to you.
Oh, it's good to be here, Neil.
And this was portrayed as a great battle between, well, a position player who played a pretty good third base, a very good third base, in addition to have some outstanding offensive numbers, and a designated hitter who was a spectacular offensive player, probably the most dangerous batter in baseball throughout the entire year, but who didn't play the field very much. Alex Rodriguez, the winner over David Ortiz of the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, and I think that was the right choice. Had I had a vote, which I don't, but had I had a vote, I definitely would have voted for Alex Rodriguez. I think that a lot of people felt, perhaps correctly, that David Ortiz had come through in a lot more clutch situations for the Red Sox, and that was probably true. But the fact that Alex Rodriguez played good defense and ran the bases well definitely, I think, made up for any advantage that Ortiz might have had at the plate, and they made the right choice. I think that this is a victory for the purists, even though, you know, A-Rod makes $25 million a year. He has a very complete game. He's arguably the most complete player in baseball today, and that's been rewarded.
Is the fact that there's even a controversy about this a reflection of, well, we're talking really about your dodge here, Alan. Baseball statistics reflect the offensive game pretty well in a lot of exhaustive detail. Now, you can argue whether which is the most telling statistic, but there are a lot of them. Defense is very difficult to measure.
No, that's true. And there are ways to do it better than others. For instance, fielding percentage is not the way to go, and lots of other sort of fancy gizmos that people have come out with have a lot of holes in them, about as many holes as those in David Ortiz's glove, in fact. basically, you know, Alex plays good defense. You can trust your eyes in some respects. You know that he plays a good third base, perhaps not gold glove caliber. That belongs to Eric Chavez and one or two other players.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very good. David Ortiz is such a good defender that he never gets to play there. And Alex also runs the base as well. There are a few ways to measure that. You never know how many times he scored from second base on a single when Ortiz would not have, how many times he scored from first base on a double or advanced to third on a single when Ortiz would have had to stop at second or third. These things make a difference over the course of the season that are generally hidden. Of course, all of Ortiz's big clutch hits were on SportsCenter every night, but all the little things that Alex did never were. And luckily, enough people noticed to name him the rightful MVP today.
Any other great controversies that you've seen so far in the postseason awards? Some people thought, well, Roger Clemens didn't win many games, but it wasn't his fault.
Well, that's true. I've actually picked all the postseason awards correctly so far. I think they're more cut and dried this year than most people think. There were some arguments to be had, but in general, you know, the rookies of the year were pretty cut and dried. I think you had to go with Chris Carpenter in the National League over Dontrell Willis and Roger Clemens for various reasons. The MVP award, I think, is going to go to Albert Pujols of the Cardinals, and rightfully so. So I think that this year, we love controversy, but there wasn't a whole lot to be had.
Alan Schwartz, as always, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Neil. Anytime.
Alan Schwartz, author of The Numbers Game. He also writes for Baseball America and for the New York Sunday Times. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.